Trap, Reykjavik Noir, Book 2, written by Lilja Sigurðardóttir and read by Susanna Hampton.
April 2011. 1. Sonia was wrenched, shivering, from a deep sleep. She sat up in bed and looked at the thermometer on the air conditioning unit. It was 30 degrees in the trailer. She had closed her eyes for an afternoon nap and fallen fast asleep, while Tomas had gone to play with Duncan, a boy of a similar age who was staying in the next trailer. While she'd been snoozing, the sun had raised the temperature in their little space to 30 degrees, at which point the aircon had rumbled into action, blasting out ice-cold air. Her dreams had been of pack ice drifting up to the shore alongside the trailer park, and however ridiculous the idea of sea ice off the coast of Florida might be, the dream had been so vivid that it took Sonia a few moments to shake off the image of grinding icebergs approaching the beach. While she knew the dream had been a fantasy, and that the chill of the ice had in fact been the air conditioning, it still left her uneasy. A dream of sea ice wasn't something that could bode well. Sonia got off the bed, and as soon as she stepped on the floor, she stubbed a big toe on the loose board. This trailer was really starting to get on her nerves, but it didn't matter, because it was really time to move on. They had been here for 3 weeks, and that was already a dangerously long time. Tomorrow, she would discreetly pack everything up, and in the evening, without saying goodbye to any of the neighbours, and under cover of darkness, they would drive away in the old rattletrap she had paid for in cash. She had coughed up a month's rent in advance, so the trailer's owner wouldn't lose out. This time, she and Tomas would travel northwards to Georgia and find a place there to rent for a week or two, and then they'd move on again to some other location where they would stay, but then depart before they'd put down any roots. They would leave before they could be noticed, before Adam could track them down. Adam, who was Tomas's father. Adam, who was her former husband. Adam, the drug dealer. Adam, the slave driver. One day, once they had travelled far enough and hidden their tracks well enough for Sonia finally to feel secure, they would settle down. It would be in a quiet spot, maybe in the US, or maybe somewhere else. In fact, it didn't particularly matter where the place was, as long as it was somewhere they could disappear into the crowd, where she wouldn't constantly have to glance over her shoulder. Sonia peered into the microwave, something that had become a habit. Inside, giving her a sense of security by being where it should be, was the sandwich box full of cash. It was a white box with a blue lid and was stuffed with the dollars and euros she had scraped together during the year that she had been caught in Adam's trap. This bundle of cash was her lifeline in this new existence where she dared trust nobody. She had got herself a prepaid Walmart money card and had loaded it with enough to keep them afloat for a few months, but she had not dared apply for a normal credit card. She didn't want to risk Argler with her access to the banking system using it to track her movements. Her heart lurched at the thought of Argler. The memory of the scent of her hair and the warmth of her skin under the bedclothes brought a lump to Sonia's throat that refused to be swallowed. The more time that passed since their parting, the harder she had to work to stop herself from calling her. Iceland was behind her, and that was the way it was. This was her and Thomas's new life, and she was fully aware that to begin with, it would be a lonely one. But loneliness wasn't her biggest problem. A much weightier concern was their safety. Thomas's in particular. If she allowed herself the luxury of contacting Argler, there was every chance that Adam would sniff out their communication and use it to track her down.